What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, November 3rd, 2020. After the long wait and all the nattering and gromishing, it is finally election day. And the East Coast polls start closing about 3 hours from now. So if you have not gotten out to vote yet, you still have time to go on out and make an impact on what's going on. It's going to be a close race in a lot of states. So don't think your vote is being wasted. Get on out there and get down to the voting booths and, do your civic duty here. This is the one time when the politicians are actually paying attention to you. So don't waste it here. Now, there's another little thing you've got to pay attention to, and I hope I'm getting this to you in a lot of time. Apparently, there is a lot of malware, including ransomware, disguised as political ads from the major candidates, and it'll pop up in your mail, and it says click here to donate to your candidate, and the next thing you know, your system is hosed. So once again, there's nothing that can go on in the world that the cyber criminals cannot take advantage of. But there's phishing attacks going on and just all kinds of stuff happening there. Now, an estimated 93.3 million votes have been cast early. This is roughly 2/3 of all the votes cast in 2016. Now, I was looking at the numbers Fox News put up there just a little while ago, and I was rather surprised how few of the mail-in ballots requested had actually been returned. It's on the order of about 60% overall. So a lot of those ballots wound up getting thrown away, and hopefully those people have gone on down to vote in person here. Apparently, in his last few rallies, Donald Trump was smashing the online audience records. Apparently, 177,000 viewers watched the live video feed from the Georgia rally. 1.7 million supporters watched the Trump Sunday rallies on RSBN. And so the enthusiasm is definitely there. And it was interesting, again, on Fox News a little earlier, they were showing where Kamala Harris was out there trying to do some last second rallying, and she didn't really draw much of a crowd. And I really think that's something that we all need to keep in mind is the relative sizes of the crowds that Trump has pulled relative to Biden. And it is quite striking. And to me, it's an indicator of how this election could go were it allowed to proceed honestly without a lot of meddling, which unfortunately is not the case here. Apparently, according to this article that came on out of Blabber Buzz, Democratic mayors and governors are using the corona lockdowns as election meddling tools for voter suppression, just telling people not to, go outdoors and you're going to catch coronavirus if you go on out. And of course, this is all targeting GOP areas here. And so, I mean, it's no holds barred. They're not even trying to hide it. Apparently, over in Philadelphia, and remember, Pennsylvania is a key state. It's going to come down to Pennsylvania the way it did come down to Florida back in 2000. So the Democrats have been caught cheating on video in Philadelphia. They're going down the lines, handing out Democratic voting guides, even inside the polling site, which is illegal. It's called electioneering. You're not allowed to do that. Apparently, Republican poll watchers are being blocked from entering the polling places, again saying, well, they're not practicing social distancing or whatever else that was going on here. And of course, we know that Philadelphia has a reputation of being corrupt, but apparently, it's wide out in the open there. They're just refusing to let GOP poll watchers in to keep an eye on what's going on. Now, in one Pennsylvania county, heavy GOP, 3/4 of the mail-in ballots have vanished. And this is in Butler County, which went for Trump back in 2016. And another man caught handing out Democratic literature to voters waiting in line. It's really, really ugly. And again, caught on video, a Philadelphia poll watcher was prevented from entering the polling place. So, I mean, it's really ugly. I mean, with an honest election, I would predict a Trump landslide. With all the cheating that's going on, it's anybody's guess what's going to happen. Now, there's another article out here. This came from Washington Examiner, talking about there is a hidden Trump vote. And they're talking about all the violence that's been directed against Trump supporters, stealing signs from their lawn, vandalizing their homes. And it's resulted with people telling pollsters they haven't decided yet. They're pulling the Trump magnets off their Jeeps and taking their signs down. They don't want to be a target. But when they get into the voting booth, they're going to vote for Trump. Now, again, going back to Fox News earlier today, there was an analyst out there saying that there are so many new voters this year that the pollsters have missed them completely because they weren't on the voter rolls from 2016. And nobody, there are no metrics on them at all. So we don't know what's happening with that. Another article, this one coming out of Blabber Buzz again. And apparently the Biden campaign is in panic mode after realizing the Latino vote is leaning toward Donald Trump. And so some Democratic operatives are concerned because there was a lack of outreach to the Latino voters in this campaign here. Now, here's an interesting little story. John Schwartz, who's a left-wing writer for The Intercept that just recently had that Glenn Greenwald resignation exposing the censorship rot at the heart of it. But he's this left-wing writer for The Intercept, came on out and literally said that at least 75% of those who work for the mainstream media have a side job destroying Trump ballots. Now, I don't know if he's being metaphorical or actually going over at night to rip up Trump ballots. But he came out in a series of tweets saying that destroying Trump ballots is not a felony. He's wrong about that. And he added, the Constitution says you can destroy Trump ballots. And everybody hopes he's joking because the Constitution does not, in fact, say that. Okay. Now, this is where things are going to get a little bit ugly. As we reported earlier, Washington, D.C. is boarding up. All of these Democratic cities that have seen these riots, they're all boarding up. They're expecting that if Trump does win re-election, there's going to be more violence and rioting. And apparently Antifa is sending out notices to their followers to dress up as Trump supporters when they go on out to break windows and set fires. They want to disguise the rioters as Trump supporters to make the case that Donald Trump truly is a dictator that must be violently overthrown. And the article in question actually had a photograph of one of these Antifa flyers. It even said, you know, if you can find a convincing police uniform, wear that so that nobody knows who they're fighting. Apparently, as one example of what's going on here, a far left activist was arrested in Florida on Sunday with a swastika sign and a Confederate flag harassing Trump supporters. Scott Lee Rex wrote, was arrested for impersonating a Trump supporter and taking photos with Trump supporters in Miami. So it's part of that anything goes at all costs mentality that we're seeing coming out of the liberal camp right now. Okay, another article. This one is coming out of Axios and basically saying that if the news organizations, if the corporate media declares Joe Biden the president-elect, even before all the votes are counted, he is planning to address the nation and declare victory, even if Trump continues to fight in court. And, you know, Biden advisors learned the lesson of 2000 when Al Gore hung back while George Bush declared victory in that contested election, putting Al Gore on the defensive while Bush acted like the winner. So they're going to replay that very much in reverse. So if Biden is declared the winner, even prematurely, he'll begin forming his government and trying to look presidential and absolutely is going to oppose any doubts that Trump might try and sow regarding the legitimacy of the election. And Joe Biden is, you know, making these last few stops around there. He's tweeting out his promise of gun confiscation. And again, he's talking about assault rifles, and he says we're going to end the mayhem in the streets, forgetting that assault rifles are only a tiny percentage of the weapons used in homicides, with handguns overwhelmingly being in the majority. But he's not talking about handguns. He's talking about the assault rifles. And you have to wonder why. Well, because that's the weapons the government is afraid of. They're not afraid of masses of people with handguns because they lack range and accuracy. You know, they want to get the assault rifles away from the American people in case the coming riots do turn into open warfare in the streets, which I am not encouraging, and I'd really like to avoid it. But at this point, it is a distinct possibility here. Now, interestingly enough, there is another article, and this one's from Russia Today, and it goes back to where Nancy Pelosi lobbied for an easier way to remove a president in the case of incapacity, and made the odd comment that it had nothing to do with Donald Trump. So apparently Trump's lawyer, Giuliani, in an interview with Russia Today, says that the Democrat plan is to force Joe Biden out of office if he's elected president. They're openly laying the groundwork for it. They're going to put Kamala Harris into the Oval Office. And she is about as, if Kamala Harris were any more left, she'd be coming up the other side of the planet by now. All right, now, Helmut Norpost's election model shows a 91% chance we'll be victorious with 362 election votes. There's a lot of polls out there, and even the corporate media polls look like they're trying to hedge their bets. They're trying to pull back and say, well, it's narrowing, it's getting closer, it's too close to call, and I think they're trying to avoid the huge embarrassment they suffered back in 2016 by proclaiming Hillary as an absolute certain victor in the election, only to have all that egg thrown all over their face here. All right. Now, a coalition of 14 conservative European parliamentarians led by the Sweden Democrats have nominated Donald Trump for the Nobel Peace Prize based on his work with the Abraham Accords, that normalized relations between Israel and several Arab nations, such as the United Arab Emirates, Sudan, and Bahrain. Okay. And over in Portland, the Black Lives Matter rioters, you know, those peaceful rioters over there, gave Trump a free campaign ad by trying to burn down an apartment building and smash up a university. They targeted this college. Many of them went to the Antifa and Black Lives Matter terrorists smashed up a Starbucks and attempted to douse the place in kerosene. This is at the bottom of a building with 300 apartments above the Starbucks. And fortunately, they were not able to get the fire going before they were stopped. But I mean, that's just how incredibly crazy it is out there. Okay, now a judge has just dethroned, if you will, California's COVID dictator, Gavin Newsom. And Gavin Newsom was out there, you know, just with all of these ridiculous demands and rules and restrictions regarding COVID-19. And Sutter County Superior Court Judge Sarah Heckman basically barred Newsom from making new coronavirus laws that use the California Emergency Services Act, which amends, alters, or changes existing statutory law or makes new statutory law or legislative policy. And the judge basically said this flies against the California Constitution and basically shows that Newsom is interested in one-man rule over California. Now, the White House has blasted Dr. Fauci in a statement Saturday after the so-called health expert criticized White House health advisor Scott Atlas and said the U.S. was in for a world of hurt from the pandemic this coming winter. Okay, now, you know, the other day at one of his rallies, Donald Trump has dropped a hint that he may be firing Dr. Fauci, which is going to happen whether Trump wins or loses, because he's still got 3 months in office to do whatever he feels like doing. Okay, over in Michigan, pardon me, their Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer, they're backtracking on the state's latest reopening plan. They're tightening COVID-19 restrictions, citing the rising number of patients, and they're requiring restaurants, barbershops, tattoo parlors, recreational facilities to record the names and contact information and visit times of all customers to aid with contact tracing. So it's getting a little Orwellian out there. All righty. Now, over in Germany, Merkel has announced that Germans will not be able to have New Year's Eve parties, and social contact will be restricted for all of the winter to tackle the coronavirus. So that means, you know, Christmas as well. Over in Austria, let's talk about the international news here. As you're already probably aware, there's been this horrific terrorist attack in Vienna. And the interior minister is out there saying heavily armed and dangerous terrorists are still on the loose. Last I heard, they had arrested 14 of them. And they basically have killed four people is the last number I heard. And the manhunt is no longer limited to the area around the Jewish synagogue, which is near where the terror attack occurred. It didn't attack at the synagogue, just close to it. The Austrian Interior Minister, yes, confirms that four civilians died in the Vienna attack. And the shooting took place in the inner city district and added there were persons injured. No additional details, but the police are calling on people to stay away from all public places or public transport. I think this was a very large operation and they have not caught them all. All righty. Now, apparently over in Nagorno-Karabakh, Azerbaijani troops are at the gates of the capital, and Shusha, which is located just a few kilometers from the capital, Stepanakert. And the president of the republic called on Armenians to take arms to defend their homeland. So it's getting very intense there. Russia is now vowing all necessary assistance to Armenia in Nagorno-Karabakh, which threatens a regional war. And basically said that if Azerbaijan spreads its military operations against Armenia itself beyond the contested Nagorno-Karabakh region, it will give all necessary assistance to Armenia, with which Moscow has a defense treaty. And down here, another little story. This is from Global Research up in Canada. No let up in the U.S. war on Iran. And, of course, the war is being fought by other means, sanctions, all kinds of other pressure. It hasn't broken into open military action yet, but it almost seems like it's headed that way. So, of all things, Iran, under both right wings of the U.S. war party, transforming the country into a subservient vassal state is a high priority. The U.S. government has never forgiven Iran for breaking free of U.S. control back in 1979. You know, the attitude is once you're a vassal state, you stay a vassal state. How dare you kick out that Shah of Iran? All righty. Over in Afghanistan, apparently ISIS stormed the Kabul University. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani has announced a day of mourning after a terrorist attack against the university killed at least 22 students. The attack has been claimed by ISIS, and officials say they killed the gunmen. Signs are the gunmen shot every student they could, including those who were fleeing, although ISIS was saying the target was a specific graduation. Now, French airstrikes have struck in Mali, killing over 50 Islamic fighters. And we've got to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back. Oh, yeah.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Born in the city with a silver spoon, great-grandson of the oil tycoon, raised by wolves, thinks he owns the moon, socialist banker to the one-world goons, Davy Rockefeller, chairman of the CFR.
Welcome back to our show here. And, you know, over the last several days, actually, we've had callers into the show talking about taking up arms, picking up arms, this courageous willingness to get involved in the fight against the evil ones here. I'm opposed to picking up arms, as I've made abundantly clear, I think, here. But I would like to implore you to pick up your checkbooks. OK, because the war for the minds of America, the war for the future is not going to be fought in the streets of America. I hope it's going to be fought here virtually on the Internet and the independent media. And so, grab that checkbook. And remember, if you're using your checkbook to fight this war, nobody's shooting back at you, which is a plus there. So the postal address where you can send that check or a postal money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. The network thanks you. I thank you, too. It helps us all. All righty. Getting on back to the international news. Pardon me. Apparently, yesterday, the French government launched airstrikes that killed over 50 Islamic militants in Mali. And apparently, the actual operation took place on Friday, and they just announced it on Monday. They called it Operation Barkhane. And a lot of people said that this was actually a revenge for the beheading of the teacher in Paris. So we'll see what happens there. Now, this is an interesting development. This is from FortRust.com. And apparently, Dutch state journalists tried to bribe a Russian man into saying that he was the one who shot down Malaysian Airlines Flight 17 over eastern Ukraine all the way back in 2014. And, you know, he was one of the suspects in the show trial. And basically, he says he was offered about $58,000 to get on up there and say, you know, that he shot down the airplane. And he says now it was bought and paid for lies. And he's willing to take a polygraph to validate what he is saying now. All right, getting into the economic news here. As you know, there's been a huge amount of unrestrained spending. A lot of it's related to the COVID-19 and the stimulus. The U.S. Treasury is predicting they will need to borrow an additional $617 billion with a B to get to the end of 2020. And they're basically saying it's below the all-time record of $2.75 trillion borrowed in the April to June quarter, which is when the stimulus went out. But yeah, it's definitely a lot of money here. Another article, this one's coming on out of Russia today, and it's talking about how major airline companies may not survive the COVID crisis. This is coming from the head of the International Air Transport Association, Alexander Dzhuniak. And according to Alexander, the air transport situation is catastrophic, with intercontinental traffic having fallen by more than 90%. All righty. Over in France, Macron is on alert as violent riots over the economic crisis begin to spread across Europe. I mean, they already had the riots for the Muslims attacking Christians and Jews over the Charlie Hebdo cartoons. But apparently the economic crisis is also sending people into the streets. Now, Macron imposed a second national lockdown in France, declaring that a sudden and brutal break on the virus transmission was needed. However, Macron acknowledged the threat of violence and riots exploding on French streets against the lockdown, saying that he would take full responsibility for the reactions the lockdown will cause. Well, I certainly hope you do. I'm sure there's probably a few of those old guillotines still sitting around in barns somewhere here. All righty now. YouTube has started censoring veterans' anti-war videos. So their censorship isn't just limited to the U.S. presidential election and doubts about vaccines and things like that. Apparently, this veterans group have complained, saying that YouTube and Google platforms are violating the free speech rights of an Afghanistan and Iraq war veterans organization. And by refusing to allow online promotion of its video honoring a U.S. Marine two-time Medal of Honor recipient and urging an end to U.S. military involvement in endless wars in the Mideast. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials, and we will be back. We're going to go ahead and open the phone lines for your calls on this election day.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working 2 jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Welcome back to our show here, and with an eye toward the story that we just did about this veterans organization being silenced regarding a video opposed to the war in Afghanistan, opposed to all the wars in the Middle East here, there's another little article that came out of Global Research up in Canada, basically talking about how freedom of speech on the internet is pretty much dead. And there is this de facto free speech court over at Facebook that seems dedicated to the idea that free speech never comes back. Now, company spokesman Andy Stone told the Wall Street Journal that the social media giant will be applying the lessons learned from previous elections in accordance with the designs of hired experts, vague references to new teams. And we know, of course, it's more liberal bias. They're suppressing complaints about the war, opposition to the war. They're suppressing doubts about the COVID-19 pandemic. They're certainly suppressing concerns about the harm that vaccines can cause, which we know they do. That's why the Vaccine Injury Court has paid out all those billions of dollars. All right, so we're going to go ahead and open the phone lines, area code 512-248-8252, and we're going to start with David in Boston. Hello, David. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. I was talking about Afghanistan yesterday, and in a whole series of Trump's broken promises. He's given some lip service to getting out of Afghanistan, but he's had 4 years. The troops have been drawn down, but a lot of stuff is hidden. They still have those contractors and Blackwater and they use these other operatives and everything, thugs, so that they can say, there's only 15,000 troops left over there or something and everything.
Yes.
But, Mike, listen, I want to advocate for the Afghan people. They fought the Soviet Union probably more than they were as anti-communist as can be, probably more than even Solidarity in Poland. The Mujahideen, the Afghanis, are probably more responsible for the demise of the Soviet Union than even, as I say, Solidarity, which came after them, of course, in Poland, in Pope John Paul II and everything. But So they were anti-communist. They drove the Soviets out, and then, of course, there was the Charlie Wilson's War, and they made the movie
yes.
out of it, the whole story. Now, this is the thanks that this great global super Satan, whose seat of authority is in Washington, D.C., this is the thanks that this great global super Satan gave to the Afghan people. This false flag thing on 9/11... This is nonsense that Osama bin Boogeyman coordinated the whole thing out of a cave in Afghanistan. The truth of the matter is, and tell me what makes sense to this intelligent audience, the Osama bin Boogeyman caveman story or the Dick Cheney story right underneath the White House in the emergency control bunker under the White House. He was on that phone. He was coordinating the whole thing. He was controlling the whole thing. He was having our military stand down, telling them that it's just an exercise. I think it was called a Global Guardian exercise. And
yes.
Every time the Strategic Air Command or the local Air Force bases wanted to scramble jets and everything, he was assuring them that it was just part of this Guardian Global exercise. What makes more sense? So Osama bin Laden over in a cave in Afghanistan orchestrating and controlling all the details of this attack, or Dick Cheney's in the command and control bunker underneath the White House. And, of course, Bush is nowhere to be found. So Cheney was...
Well, he was down in Florida at that school.
Right. Yeah. Reading the book, I call it the Judas Goat, the story about the goat. Read Judas Goat, in my pet goat. Yeah, his pet Judas Goat was in the control bunker underneath the White House. That's where his pet Judas Goat was, that Dick Cheney. But Mike, it's unconscionable that we've been over there for 20 years. We're over there to mob them for their opium. I lived in a veterans facility for several years, right across from a SEAL, a Navy SEAL and everything. And he told me he was in Afghanistan, even though he was a Navy SEAL. He was in Afghanistan. And early on, he said that... They used to collect the opium and everything, and they used to have to, other American agents, soldiers, and everything. They'd have to pass it on.
Yes.
It was always supervised by a man in a Western style suit, a dress suit, and they were commanded not to look at that man, especially never look him in the eyes. There was, this is anecdotal, but this is what this guy told me. And they passed the opium off to be transported to they say God knows where, but obviously it wound up here in the United States. But anyways, Mike, I got to be quick about this. There's going to be a lot of calls, especially on election night here. But
yes.
So for 20 years we've been killing those people. Now another unconscionable thing, when they blew up the hospital that was built and run by Médecins Sans Frontières, Doctors Without Borders, they blew
yes.
that up, And then those rat liars said, oh, it was just collateral damage. No, it was direct hits on that Médecins Sans Frontières hospital. It's disgraceful. Afghanistan has never done anything to us, but the reason these communists down there in the Washington District criminals, the great Satan's global seat of authority, the reason they hate Afghanistan so much is because Afghanistan is so much anti-communist. And those stinking communists down in Washington, the District of Communists, they hate anybody that's anti-communist. But it's disgraceful what this great global super Satan has done to Afghanistan. And I demand that we withdraw our troops immediately. No matter who's elected, no matter which fraud, whether it's the demon rat or the republic fraud, bring our troops home and stop tormenting those people. They've suffered enough. Madeleine Albright, where she was saying 1.5 million of the Iraqi babies died of diarrhea because they wouldn't let in Imodium and kaopectate. And she said, oh, yeah, it was worth watching all those babies die of the mumps. Yeah, we wouldn't let any of the shipments of kaopectate or anti-diarrhea medicine in. It was worth it watching all those babies die. Well, we're doing the same thing to Iran now with these sanctions and everything.
Yes, we are.
Okay?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah. And I condemn, I renounce, I rebuke, and I declare that the curse of Jesus Christ abides upon the great global super Satan, and the curse of Jesus Christ abides on all supporters of the great global super Satan. And but we're seeing Albert Pike's letter to Mazzini just unfold with these anarchists, atheists, and anarchists. Believe me, World War III is coming too. World War III is coming along with the.
Yes, I fear you are correct on that. I fear you're correct
on
that.
So anyways, I voted today, Mike, and I'm a very transparent person, and I had to write it in. Paul's fortunate it's on the ballot there in New Jersey, but I felt really great. I felt like God writing the names of Don Blankenship and William Moore into the Book of Life. I cast a good vote, loyal to my oath that I took on entering the Army. I cast a vote for the Constitution. I'm not voting for any Republic crud or any demon rats. And I'll just say this one thing to Tom. I know he's going to get all excited. I was thinking, I would love to see Tom from Florida debate Sloppy Joe Biden. Boy, in New York they used to have rumbles. I lived in Hell's Kitchen in New York City when the gangs used to fight, they'd call it a rumble. I'd love to see Tom from Florida bumble with Joe Biden. Wouldn't that be something to listen to? Florida Tom bumble, get into a bumble with Joe Biden and watch them bumble it out together. My money would be on Tom from Florida. Tom, you would win. You would win the bumble. You would definitely win the bumble. There's nobody can out bumble Tom from Florida. So that's all I get to say. So okay, Mike. Thanks for taking my call.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Paul in New Jersey. Hello, Paul. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
You know, Mike, all year round, we hear the alt-right on the alternate right talk networks complain about the left-right paradigm. You know, and the very people who complain about the left-right paradigm and the Hegelian dialectic, and you hear it all the time, and yet when they go to vote, they ignore third parties that are really located elsewhere on the political spectrum and not on the current left-right paradigm, which, by the way, might be outdated anyway, because really, if you think there's much of a social difference or cultural difference between Donald Trump and Joe Biden, you're totally mistaken. I mean, they have so much in common. They love diversity, inclusion. They love the gays. They love them. Trump even said it. He loves the gays. You had Richard Grenell come out saying he's the most pro-gay president ever. Right? Donald Trump likes the men in girls' rooms, and I'm sure Joe Biden does too. So really, there is.
I was not aware that Trump was in favor of men in girls' rooms. That's a new one to me.
Well, in 2016, he said it was all right that who's that athlete? You know, who had the sex change operation for him to use any bathroom he chooses. He said that in 2016 when he was running. So he's fine with men in girls' rooms, or so-called former men.
Yes.
In girls' rooms. He said so. So that's what I'm saying, is that we shouldn't call the current political choice between Trump and Biden really a right-left paradigm. We should really call it a slightly right-left paradigm, or maybe just a left-left paradigm, because culturally, there's no difference. As a matter of fact, you know, America is the great exporter of cultural degeneracy. We're the ones who put the homosexual agenda in the movies and try to get the Chinese to watch it as part of our foreign policy.
Well, I don't know. Great Britain has a lot of homosexuality in their movies and TV.
I understand. Well, the Chinese are more culturally conservative than America is, that's for sure.
Yes.
And so what I'm saying, and that's why I'm saying, between these two parties, and then as we said about Joe Biden actually wants to raise taxes because he might not want to run up the debt like Donald Trump has done. Remember, in the past 40 years, the president who ran up the debt the least was Bill Clinton, the Democrat.
He looted Social Security to do that, remember? They took the.
It doesn't matter when you're the president. You preside over during your term over the running up the debt or not. Bill Clinton ran it up.
Paul, yeah. That Social Security trust fund for the baby boomers was not the property of the government. It was the property of the American worker, and there was a big stink in Congress about this. Corporate media ignored it. But basically, the reason Social Security is in trouble today is because the cash buildup for the baby boomer retirements was spent as general revenue, and that's where Clinton got his magic budget surplus.
Either way, however he did it, I always argue a balanced budget is quite a preferable thing. And as I explained last week, and if you look up Keynesian economics, Donald Trump has borrowed $7 trillion under his presidency, run up the debt, and that is, by definition, Keynesian economics, lowering taxes.
Well don't forget how much of that was required by the COVID outbreak. You keep forgetting the money for the stimulus and all the rest of the COVID medications and masks and testing and everything. That is a big part of that run-up of the debt. And that was certainly outside Donald Trump's control.
But he had without COVID, he would have run it up $4 trillion. Still, the same as what Obama, same rate as Obama. And that's what I'm saying about the choice between these two very similar parties. While RBN, an RBN talk show host, seem to be sounding more like Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity, and have totally ignored Don Blankenship and the Constitution Party, which really is more like, politically, many of these very talk show hosts.
Yeah, so, but Paul, my problem with the Constitution Party, I don't have a problem with their party or whatever, but they're not on the ballot in all the states. And the reality is that by virtue of their name, the Constitution Party, they're pulling voters away from the GOP. And it's a very common trick in elections. I mean, Ross Perot did the same thing when he ran primarily to draw votes away from somebody else, for which he was handsomely rewarded later on. So I'm sorry. You know, I'd love to see the Constitution Party do better. They don't stand a snowball in the dark region's chance of accomplishing anything this election.
Yeah, but you know, I take umbrage with the term a spoiler. Notice the two-party types who are either Democrats or Republicans, when you tell them you're going to vote third party, all of a sudden are called spoiler. Like there's a sinister connotation, as though I'm in league with some nefarious forces out there trying to undermine our two-party system. You see how that works?
And the reality I see how it works. But you know, I actually supported Ross Perot and the guy before him, Anderson, when they did their third party. I think I'd like to break the monopoly of the dual-party system here. It's just the Constitution Party is not yet positioned to be able to do that.
Well, by not promoting it, not voting for it, you're not going to promote it. You see? And let me say this. I voted for Ralph Nader in 2000. By the way, I know some people who voted for George Bush back in 2000. You know? And guess who was right in 2000? Me, the guy who voted for the third party Ralph Nader. Hell, what a great vote. To vote
got to take a break for commercials, and thank you for the call. We'll be back with more calls after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
We are living in dangerous days. I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core. This talk of holy war.
And welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Layla in Canada. Hello, Layla. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Mike, I was looking again at some of the statements made by both Thomas Jefferson and George Washington, And I refer specifically to the phrase, all men are created equal. That is a bizarre statement for Jefferson to make. If he was a learned man, he should have recognized the absurdity of such a statement, because there's nothing more unequal than anything that lives and feeds off other living things.
Well, was bad science good politics?
It was good politics, but unfortunately, the Constitution is treated as though it is a document on which everyone, I mean, the Constitution is treated with reverence. And that is one of the problems. And this founding fathers are also treated as iconic figures. And they were actually enacting their own beliefs and justifying their own actions. I mean, we know Jefferson had an affair with one of his slaves. And was he justifying his own behavior?
No, what he was doing was trying to prevent the rise of a nobility. Because the model for society prior to the United States had been that people were not created equal. There were the ordinary serfs, and it was viewed that the nobility were somehow automatically superior by virtue of their birth. And they wanted to prevent that in the United States. That was also the reason behind the original 13th Amendment.
And yet we do have people from certain families whose children have become leaders and have enriched themselves at the public expense.
Yes.
And it has happened anyway. Perhaps it's endemic within human nature and it's impossible to avoid. And recognizing the reality then allows people to deal with decision-making that is based on a more rational approach. But the other thing, I don't know if you've read the letter of August 1790 that was addressed by the Jewish community I think it was Rhode Island, to George Washington. He and Jefferson both went to, I think because Rhode Island was one of the last colonies to accept the Declaration, they wanted to reward them and went there. But there's a letter in which Washington literally uses quotes from the Old Testament and then feeds back the words. He wrote first a letter to different communities, but it was a Jewish community who, and if you watch a video on YouTube, they're still boasting about it today. It's the Touro Synagogue, T-O-U-R-O Synagogue, America's oldest synagogue. And it was in 1790 that George Washington was quoting back that everyone should live under his own vine and fig tree, and there shall be none made afraid. But he also then goes on to make a statement.
Yeah, Layla, I got to put you on hold. Layla, I got to put you on hold. Got to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.